The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Last week, we gave a shiur on Parashas Ki Tse'etse, and was on the mitzvah of chesed. And near the end of the shiur, unfortunately we didn't have time to elaborate or to explain sufficiently a few principles. So I would like to carry on this week here in Parshas Ki Tse'etse. I'd like to review a number of the principles that we said last week, and then elaborate on them some more, and then add to it. We spoke about last week, where it states that Ammon and Moab, these two nations, everything's all right? The Torah told us last week that there were two nations which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said should not marry into the central community of Klal Yisrael even after the Megayer. Ad Dor Asiri, even the 10th generation, that means forever. And this was Ammon v'Moab. And one of the reasons given is Al Dvar Shaleikid Meshem Belechem Umayim. When you were coming out of Egypt and you came through their land into their borders, they should have come and given you bread and water. They should have sustained you, but they refused to do so, and they said that if you'll come through, then there'll be war. And the question is asked, this is a nice thing to do, it's a fine mitzvah, but why was the Torah merachik them, distance them forever? We find even by Mitzrayim, Egypt, he didn't do that. Even though they tried to, they killed your children and they enslaved you. And we find even by Edom, Esau, they didn't do that. And also we find that these, and this is not from the mitzvah of the Bnei Nayach, their seven mitzvahs. So the Ramana answers this in accordance to the Gemara of Yavama, Scientist Omar Aleph. But the Gemara says, "Kol mi sheyesh begimul simonim halolu, rei lidovek bumezu." That whoever has these three signs are fit to marry into Klal Yisrael. Rachmonim, Baishonim, Ugemilis Chasodim. Where they're compassionate, they have busha. This means that they are humble and shy. They're not aggressive, over-aggressive. They're not with chutzpah nazus, brazen. And gemilas chasodim, they do chesed. And this nation was the antithesis of this, because they were the sons of the descendants of Abraham. They were born from Lot with the union he had with his daughters. And the whole reason why they were saved from the Mahapecha, Sodom v'Amora, the destruction of Sodom v'Amora, was through the Shchus of Avraham. So therefore, when Israel came, they should have been the first ones to come and repay that chesed. And the fact that they refused to do so, and they even threatened them and told them, "Don't you dare come through our land," this is, they sunk to the Madrega, to the level of axorius, of cruelty. And therefore, this was not a punishment. This was that they were impossible for them to identify with Klal Yisrael. And it was because of this, Dovid HaMelech, which is mentioned there in the Gemara in Yevamos, did the same thing to the Gibeinim. The Gibeinim were a group of people, and they killed the sons of Shaul. And even though there might have been some justification for it, nevertheless, they showed enormous cruelty. And David placed a decree on this nation that they should never be able to marry into Klal Yisrael for this reason. And this is where he learned it from. We brought also the Rambam, Perek Yud, Matnas Anim, that when it comes to all of the mitzvahs essays in the Torah, the positive commandments, the mitzvahs essay that we have to be more careful with than all mitzvahs essays is Erev Tzedakah. Because besides being such a great mitzvah, that's the Simen Muvak. That's the real identification that a person comes from the seed of Avraham. As it states, Ki Adativ, Leman Asher Yitzav Esbonav Vesbeisei Achrav, Mishomru Derech Hashem Lasei Stoko Umishbot. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I brought Avraham close to me because I know he will instruct his sons and his household after him to guard the ways of Hashem, to do tzedakah and mishpat and justice. The Rambam says someone who cannot give tzedakah generously, yesh lochus liyachusai, then his lineage is under suspicion. He might not be from Avraham Avinu. We brought the Gemara, but we didn't really have time to go into it. In the Tanakh, it states in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Shmuel had sons who were Roshoyim. They were very evil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry with the family of Shaul, Eli had sons. The Kohen Gadol had sons who were very, very evil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry at them. Therefore, he wanted to take the entire kahuna away from this family and give it to someone else. And he said, V'chol marbis beischa yomusu anoshim. He placed a punishment on this family, all of the descendants of Eli, that they will all die marbis beischa when they reach manhood. That means that when they reach 18 years old, they will die. Then, this is in Perek Beis. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet, it states, Hashem says, V'lachein nishbati leveis Eli. Therefore I have taken an oath to the house of Eli. Im yiskaper oven beis Eli bezevach uvemincha ad olam. If the house of Eli will ever be able to atone from this sin with a sacrifice or a meal offering forever. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That I take an oath that the house of Eli will not be able to atone from their sins with sacrifices or with meal offerings ad olam forever. The Gemara brings in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, and this Gemara is also brought in Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmeni, Amar Beinison. Minayin l'gzar din sheyesh imei shvua sheino nikra. Shenemar, lachein nishbati lebeis Eli im yiskaper oven beis Eli bezevach uvmincha. That whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree and he adds to it a shvua, an oath, then it cannot be retracted. And that's why he said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Lachein Nishbati, I swear, that this decree would never be retracted. Now the Gemara comes along and says, Omar Rava, there's two girsas in the Gemara. Some say it was Rava. Well, no, we'll see in a minute. Omar Rava, Bezevach u Beminche in a Mishaper, Abu Mishaper Betoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was careful with what he said. He said, "Lochein ish bati leveseli imischaper avain beis eli bezevach uvemincha." I take an oath that the house of Eli will never be atoned with a sacrifice or a meal offering. So he limited the decree. So Rava says, "Bezevach uvemincha in a mischaper, with a sacrifice or a meal offering, it will not be atoned." Ava mischaper betoda. But with Torah, it could be atoned. By Omar, b'zevach u'b'mincha ina mischaper, avo mischaper b'Torah u'gemilas chasodim. Baya said that it cannot be atoned with a zevach u'mincha, but it could be atoned with Torah and gemilas chasodim. Rovo, Rabo, v'abaya mirbeis Eli Kosi. Rabban Abaya came from the house of Eli. Now here there's a whole discussion in Rashi and Tosfos that it states Rabba, because to come from the house of Eli you would have to be a Kohen, and they bring Raya's proofs that Rabba was not a Kohen. So it's a discussion whether we should whether the text should read Rabba v'Abaya or Abaya v'Rova. But whatever, it brings Rabba v'Abaya me to base Eli Kosi. They came from the house of Eli. Rabba the Osik b'Torah Chaya Aboin Shnim. Rabba that studied Torah, he lived till the age of 40. Even though there was a decree that by the age of 18 he should die, nevertheless, he lived to the age of 40 another 22 years in the schus of his Torah. Abaya the Osik b'Torah u'b'gemilas chasodim. Abaya that occupied himself with Torah and Chesed, he lived 60 years. Another 42 years. So that's what the Gemara means, that even though you cannot recall this decree because it was made with a shvuah, but it states, Dafke b'zevach u'b'mincha. Through a sacrifice it cannot be atoned. But through Torah, and certainly Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, it can. Then the Gemara goes further, Tana Rabbanan. Mishpacha achas ha'isa b'Yushalayim. There was a family in Yushalayim, Shoyameshu Meisin, b'nei Yud Cheshono, that their children would die at the age of 18. Bol be'ediyas Rabban Yechen ben Zakkai. So they came and they told Rabbi Yechen ben Zakkai about this. Omalehem, so he said to them, Shema mi'mishpachas Eliatem. Maybe you are from the family of Eli. It states that all of the house of Eli, when they reach manhood, they will die. Go and learn Torah, and you will live. They went and they learned Torah and they lived. And they used to name the children Rabbi Yechanan after Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. This is what Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Mishle. Tezayin Vov, b'chesed b'emes yichub har'oven. That with chesed and with emes. Chesed is gemilas chesed. Emes is Torah. Will be yichub har'oven. So a person's avedus will be atoned. There's a medrash in Yalkut Hoshea, Tov Kuf Chav Beis, and the posuk Ki Chesed Chofatzti Velei Zevach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I want Chesed. I do not want a Zevach. I do not want a sacrifice." The Maral brings this in the beginning of Nesiv Gemilas Chasodim. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Choviv olai chesed shatem gemilim chesed ze lezeh yosem mikol zevach says shezovach shleima lefonai elef eiles yale shlemim pam echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what does it mean that I want chesed, and I do not want zevach? Chaviv alai chesed, it is more dear to me. The chesed, the kindness that you do to each other and for each other, more than all of these vochim, all of the sacrifices that Shlema Melech brought before me. And Shlema Melech could bring 1,000 sacrifices at a time. Pamachas, Hayarabihman Zakai Mahalak Yushalayim. There was one time when Rabbi Yehman Zakai was walking Yushalayim. Vayarabishur Mahalak Achrov. Bishur was following him. Omar, he said, Oy Lonu Al Habay Shuchorov. Mokim Shemiskaprin Bayav Nesenu. He said, Oy Lonu, how tragic and unfortunate we are that the Beis Hamikdosh is destroyed, because this was the place where we could be mechaper, bring atonement to our averus. Now we have no place where we can bring atonement for our averus. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehonan said to Rabbi Yeshua, B'ni ayiraloch. He said, my son, don't worry. Ki yesh lanu kapora ki yetzi b'seh. We still have a kapora, which is equal to that of the Beis HaMikdosh. Ve'ezer, ze gemilas chasodim. And that's the kapora of chesed, when we do acts of goodness and kindness to each other. Kach ne'amar, ki chesed chofatzti v'lei zevach. Therefore it states, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants chesed, not sacrifices. Ve'emer, ki omati olam chesed yibone. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, when he built the world, he said that I will build the world with chesed. Now, Torah, we can understand why that's mechaper. Because when a person studies Torah, the sages teach us there can be no higher level that he comes to. It's taught us something not from this world. It's not limited to this world. It's bilti gashmi, something which is totally abstract from the physical. And the person studies it with his spirit, his intellect, with his, which is also abstract from the physical. And therefore it has no gvulim, it has no limitations. Everything of the physical has a beginning and has an end, it has a weight, it has a measure. But this is something which is bilti gashmi from the non-physical world. And therefore there has no time measure either. What we've said many times, you can only bring sacrifices in Eretz Yisrael. You can learn about the sacrifices anytime. You can only fulfill the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. You can learn about the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, bein boris, bein chutzoros, whether in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. You can fulfill the mitzvah of shofar and lulav, dafke bizmana, in its proper time. But you can study those mesechtas all of the time. So it's limitless. And because of that, when a person is misamek, when he goes into the depths of Torah, he is elevating himself beyond this world. And actually he's elevating himself and he's bringing himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because the Torah is Zuhi Retzeinai. This is the will of Hashem. In the Sforim it's written that when a person learns Torah with a great hasmoda and great amelus, with great diligence and great labor, he actually takes himself out of this world and he's at a world, at a level of another world, of the other worlds, not in this world. And that's a level which is of the next world in Gan Eden. And that's the Simchas HaTorah. So we can understand why that should be mechaper. Because hate comes from the gashmi. Hate comes from the physical aspects of man, from this world. And when he elevates himself beyond this world, so he cleanses, he atones for his chatoyim. This is what Chazal tells us: Talmud Torah keneged kulam, shokel keneged kulam. The study of Torah is equal to all of the mitzvahs. But why should chesed be mechaper, have such a power to be mechaper, to atone? Now firstly, we have to understand what is chesed. And we explained this last week, but we'll go into it again, maybe perhaps with a little better clarity. We have three levels, the Maral says. There's din, tzedakah, and chesed. Din is mishpot. Mishpot is justice. Yosher, what is exactly straight, not to the right and not to the left. And the world needs this. Not only does the world need this for the yeshuva eilam, for civilization. If you didn't have din in the world, so you would have such a world of anarchy, a world of lawlessness. So you have to have din, and the din is very, very deep. To decide exactly what is right, who is right, states are mishpat lelakim hu. Mishpat belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because din must be perfect. Because if you give one more than he deserves, and you give the other one less than he deserves, already you've been makalkul as hadin. You have distorted the din. That's why it states leisaker ponim, not allowed to recognize any man. Everyone is equal when it comes to the din, when it comes to a litigation. Leisikach sheichat, not allowed to take gifts from either party, and so forth. It's leisogur mipneish, leisogur mipneish, you're not allowed to fear any person when it comes to the din. This is the level of din and mishpot. Then we have a level of tzedakah. Tzedakah, these levels, all three are very, very great levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used them all in the world and created the world with them. Tzedakah is lamala min adin, lifnim mishuras adin. That goes beyond the din. Tzedakah is where you give more to the other person than he rightly deserves. Now you can't do that at the din. The judge can't come along and say, look, I'll give you a little more even though you don't deserve it. Tzedakah is where you give from your own to someone else, not from someone else. Two people come to you and they ask you to give them a judgment. You have to judge them in perfection. I mentioned that the illustration of din is always you have the lady who's blindfolded holding scales. Blindfolded means that she you're not allowed to recognize any person in din. If one is an enemy of yours, you're not allowed to judge the case. If one is a friend of yours, you're not allowed to judge the case. You have to be blind. And the scales have to balance perfectly. That's why a mishpat lelakim, to come to the perfection of din, is almost an impossibility. You do your best. So you're certainly not allowed to take from one and give to the other. That's gezel. But let's say that one loses the case and he's a poor man. So the judge afterwards decides that he'll take from his own pocket and give to that person because he needs money. That's a wonderful quality. That's tzedakah. Or someone comes to you and he's in need. So you take from your own pocket and gives. Or one of the litigants says, look, he says, really I won the case, but you need the money so you take it. See? This is tzedakah. And this is a very, very great maila, because he's seen that the other person is not only getting what he deserves, but even more than he deserves. He's not only returning to the other person what belongs to him, but he gives him from his own also. So this is the Maila of Tzedoko. He's doing Yeser Min HaDin more than the Deen requires. And this, both of these Midas are mentioned by Avraham Avinu in the Pasuk we quoted, where it states that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Leman Yitzave Es Bonav Ves Beisei Achrov Lasais Tzedoka Umishpot. He will teach his children and ingrain in them that they have to do Tzedoka in its proper place and Mishpot in its proper place. And this comes from the Midas HaRachamim. You have compassion on someone. There's a need and you fulfill it. And actually, Tzedoka is a level which is proper to do, which is something that a person should do because the hour and the situation requires it. He doesn't have and you have. He needs now, you don't need it now. Give it to him. That's why we mentioned it's called Tzedoka from the word tzedek, the Maral says. Tzedek all the time means tzedek, tzedek, tishpot, mishpot. This is a type of chesed, this is a type of mixture between chesed and tzedek, between chesed and mishpot. It's you're giving him what you don't have to give him. You're giving him from your own. You're not returning to him what's his. You're not giving him what's his. But there's a righteousness in it. There's a justice in it. He doesn't have and you have. He needs and you don't need. Give it to him. All right? And that's why Gemara brings Hoya Bezdin Kefin al Mitzvah Stoka. The din is that the Botei Dinim during the time of the Chazal would force people to give tzedakah. If there were needs in the city, there were anim, there were poor people, they didn't have what to eat, they would go to those who had and they would levy on them and say, you, everyone must participate, because it was the responsibility of the city to see that the poor were taken care of. As there was the Tamchui and the Kupa, these were like community funds, community chests. The city must take care of the sick, the city must take care of the old, the city must take care of the handicapped, the city must take care of the poor, and on and on and on. So the Botei Dinim were given that responsibility to see that it was taken care of. So they would levy taxes on whatever people would give on their own, but whatever the balance was, they would levy taxes on that in accordance to a person's wealth. And if a wealthy person refused to give, right, the Mordechai says, Omid, if he was a wealthy person and refused to give, he couldn't get away from it. And the Beis Din would force him to give. Because there was a justice in that act of giving. Now, this is Tzedoka. Now we have even a higher level. And what is that? That's Chesed. What is Chesed? Chesed is the most purest of all of the qualities. Chesed is totally lifnim meshuras hadin, where you go beyond the requirement. We said like Tzedoka, there was at least a requirement in it. Chesed is even when there's no requirement and you give. And it's referred to as a matnas chinom. You give someone a matona. You do a favor for a person and he really doesn't necessarily need it. So why are you doing it? You're doing it is because you want to do something good for him. He's not lacking it, but you want to do something good for him. And that's why the Mishnah says in the Gemara that Tzedoka is lanim, to the poor. Chesed can be even for the Ashirim, to the wealthy. Tzedakah to the living. Chesed can even be to the dead. Even if it's not necessary in that. Where would we have an illustration of this? Well, who was the Amuda Chesed? The pillar of Chesed that taught Chesed to the world was Avraham Avinu. He was the Amud HaTzedakah too, like the Rambam says. But he was the pillar of Chesed. And where do we see such great Chesed? Torah tells us two great illustrations. A number of them, but in particular the Torah tells us two illustrations. Firstly, it says that he was sitting after the Bris Milah. He was 100 years old, and he had a Bris Milah. And he was sick. He was sick. And he should have been recuperating. And it's the Torah tells us that he's sitting in front of the tent looking. What's he looking for? He's waiting and looking for travelers. Why? So he can take care of them. No, it's an old man and a sick man. He should be looking for travelers so he could take care of them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to that. He should have been taking care of himself and recuperating. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into a very, very hot day. So travelers would decide not to travel that day. And then they could leave Avram alone and he'll rest. If that's the case, so why did three travelers show up? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that his resting was more aggravating to him than the travelers. Because he was becoming very disturbed and very distressed that he could not fulfill the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. Not because of the mitzvah. He was potter from the mitzvah. But because he had to do something good. And he couldn't sit idle and not do something good for someone else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally brought three angels to him. Now, what did he have to do something good for someone else? I mean, if there's a need, then you do it. But if there's no need, so then it's not necessary. So we see here that even though there was no need, Abraham had so much goodness in him that he had to share with others to the point where he became very upset and very distressed. That's one illustration. The second illustration we see is that even though he was so sick and he was in pain and whatnot, it was the third day of the Bris Milah, and then it's supposed to be the most painful, and of course Baruch himself had come to be Mevakeh Chela. Even though he was so sick, it states rots. He ran here, he ran there. He did this, he did that. He didn't know what to do for them. And the Gemara, in Perek HaSeiches HaPayalim, Bob Matzia, goes through every act he did, every step, and explains to us in great length, and explains that for everything he did, every step, this is what he did himself, this is what he did Ayidei Shliach, Ayidei Yisan Yishmael, for everything that he did, it states, not only was Avram rewarded, but Klal Yisrael were rewarded for generations and generations. Now ask your question, who needed it all? First of all, the travelers didn't have to come in the first place. But secondly, even when they did come, they didn't need the food. It says by Yochelu, they made off like they were eating, but they didn't eat because they were angels. So not only we didn't need the Gemilas Chesed to begin with in the first place, but even in the last place also. Yet this is the great act of Avraham Avinu. If it would have been Stoker, Stoker is to fulfill a need, there was no need. But if it's Chesed, another illustration is when I Olam Chesed Ibone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I will build the world because of my Chesed. Now what does that mean? He wants to do goodness to the creations. If there are creations, then do goodness for them. But there are no creations, so it's not necessary. So we have the same thing. There was no need. Another illustration we have is, for example, you have a woman who has a enormous desire to have a child so she can shower love on him and take care of him. There's no child, there's no need to take care of anyone. It's not necessary. So why does she want a child? To create a need of having someone to take care of him, and then she'll have to take care of him. This is the chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in the creation. And this chesed he has. And that's the highest form. And that means, the Maral writes, that's a sign of the Tov HaGomor, of the ultimate, most purest goodness, where a person does something for another person merely out of os ava, as a sign of love, not because to receive something back, not because there's a need for it, but because he has so much goodness in him, he must share it with someone else. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality of chesed. Now, actually, there's another point in this, which is very important. And that is, what makes this quality also such a high level is because this is a quality which can come from the person himself, doesn't come from any other source. You see, by the deen, that there's a requirement. Can't take from someone else, it belongs to him, you must give it back. Justice requires you give it back. So actually, when I give it back, it's a reaction. It started from the requirement. Something requires me to give it back. By tzedakah, it's the compassion that Achmonas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in a person, requires me to do it. That's why even by a non-Jew you'll find it. Someone, heaven forbid, is in an accident and they need help. It's the nature of many, many non-Jews, they'll rush to help. Or there's neighborliness, especially in the rural areas. Someone breaks down on the road, or he needs, especially, I mean, today it's all problems. But in the old days, someone broke down on the road, well, they would take you in, help you, and so forth. Because there's a need, it awakens compassion. The compassion requires you to do it, so it's a reaction. It's a high level, but it's a reaction. But here, this is a reaction to nothing. Therefore, its shodesh, its source is in you alone. Now, you're giving. And the source of the giving is from you alone. That's something we do not find in the whole creation. The Maral writes. Because the whole creation, the physical world, only takes, cannot give. There is nothing in the physical world that can give. It only takes. It's all recipients. Even the earth that gives forth its fruit, that's only because you put seeds in the earth, or because the rain goes into the earth. So therefore, it is reacting. But to give on its own, it cannot. There's only one force in the world that can give from its own source, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he is the giver of life and the sustainer of life of all creation. But otherwise, everything is a recipient. The exception to that is the quality, the midas hachesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the person. So, we see that what kind of level this is. Thank you. Now, why should chesed be mechaper? So on that, the Maral writes, there are three reasons. Two simple reasons and one with great depth. The two simple reasons are, is when a person does an aveira, that's just that's the extreme opposite of mishpat. No, excuse me. When a person does an aveira, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge him for it. That's why it states on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kisei HaMishpat. He ascends the throne of judgment. We attempt to divert HaKadosh Baruch Hu from judgment to the throne of compassion. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the entire world. Now, when he judges everyone, so a judge must judge with midas hadin, with justice, with what is right and wrong. If a Baal Chesed comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the throne, the Baal Chesed has a very, very good claim against this. He says, why should you judge me in accordance to the letter of the law? When people I deal with, I never deal with them in accordance to the letter of the law. If I owe them R100, I give them 150. If somebody owes me 20-30 rand, I tell them forget about it. I always deal with people lifnim mishuras adin, beyond the letter of the law, with chesed. And I close my eyes to what the deen is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way is mida keneged mida. He deals with people the way they deal with him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forced to answer, you're right. How can I deal with you in the exactness of the law? I have to close my eyes to the letter of the law and deal with you with chesed. Lifnim mishuras adin. This is one reason why chesed is mechaper. Second reason why chesed is mechaper. Chet, person does an aveira. Aveira is distortion of what is right and wrong. Torah tells us what is right, and chet is the distortion of it. So chet is the extreme. Is the extreme misdirection of right. It's the ultimate in evil and wrong. That's from one side. So that would be, let's say, from the left side of the deen. The deen is what is yoshur, exactly straight, not to the right, not to the left. So chet will be to the extreme left. Chesed would be to the extreme right. In other words, the person doesn't only fulfill the deen, but he fulfills even more than what is just, like we said. To fulfill the deen is where you don't take something that belongs to someone else, or if you have something that belongs to someone else, you give it back to him. The Baal Chesed, not only he doesn't take from the other fellow, but he even gives to the other fellow from his own. So he's to the right side of what is right and wrong, and chet is to the extreme left side of what is right and wrong. So bo zeh v'tikan zeh. So if a person is always esek and chesed, this comes to be mesaken, to perfect and to fix what he did wrong with the chatoim. So that's the second reason why chesed is machaper. But then he says, there's a third reason, and this is really the underlying reason, and this is the deep reason. And he says, this is what we spoke about. And this is why it's similar to Torah. Just like when a person learns Torah, we said that he binds himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he rises to the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because with his intellect and with his spirit, he's cleaving to the will, to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he elevates himself from this world. And chet comes from the physical world. The Baal Chesed also does this. A person who has chesed in himself, so he purifies himself, he perfects himself, forges himself, where he's no longer a physical being. Just like you take gold and you smelt it until you remove all of the impurities, this is what chesed does to the person, because it brings him to the Tev HaGomer, to the ultimate in goodness. And a person who rises to the ultimate in goodness is shedding from himself all of the physical impurities. And in this way, he becomes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And he comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's similar to Torah. Except Torah is the process through the person's seichel, through the person's intellect and spirit. While chesed is the process through the physical man. And in such a way, he rises above all of his chatoim, because the chet comes from physical man. And this he has purified. This is called hizdakus hachemer, where he removes all of the impurities and the blemishes from physical man. And this brings kapora to the person, and especially both together. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, chesed ve'emes, chesed in Torah, yuchupar oven. Therefore, this is what the Gemara said by the house of Eli. I take a shvua that the house of Eli will not be atoned b'zevach u'b'mincha, through physical sacrifices. Or when Rabbi Shua was following Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, so he said, Eilonu, that we do not have our Beis HaMikdash anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he quoted HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chesed chofatzti v'lei zevach, I want chesed and not a zevach. These are higher than sacrifices, because sacrifices are still physical. Well, this chesed brings a person higher than the physical spheres, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. All of these three levels, this also is the meaning, the Maral says, what it means, Lei Amoretz Kosid, that the Amoretz, the barren person and the coarse person, the ignoramus, cannot be a chosid. Mordechai says, what is a chosid? Ezo chosid? Zeshem is chased im chaveri. Someone who does chesed with his chaveri. He says, an ignoramus, a coarse person, cannot be a bal chesed. It's a contradiction. The bal chesed is the one who has uplifted himself from the earth to the point where he can give to the universe, and in this way his demeta HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and olam chesed yibonah, that he builds a world of chesed. And the amoretz is someone who lives synonymously together with the earth. He's a receiver, a recipient. He cannot give chesed. Lei amoretz chosid. All of these three qualities are in the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, because in that pasuk it states, I know that Abraham will instruct his household after me. Stoko is stoko. Mishpot is mishpot. What does it mean, derech Hashem? Shomru derech Hashem. Derech Hashem is the chesed, the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Gemara brings that Achrei Hashem Elokecha Telechu, that you shall walk in the ways of Hashem. It brings the cases where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does chesed. Now, everything that we said till now, you should realize though, that when a person does stoka, if he does it in the proper way, then many times it becomes gemilas chesed. It's not that when he does stoka, it's limited and chesed is higher. A person can do stoka also with midas chesed. If he does stoka in a limited fashion, then it's limited to stoka. But if he does stoka the way Avraham did, for example, Avraham would wait, would look for an opportunity where he could help people in need. So the helping people in need is a level of tzedakah, but the looking for the opportunity to help them, that's a level of chesed. When Avraham would do tzedakah, he would not merely help them out of their need, but he would go far beyond that. That's chesed. Giving be'ayin yofeh. When you give just enough for the person, that's tzedakah. If you take more, I don't need more, take more anyhow, that's chesed. When Avraham took care of the malachim, the Gemara says he gave them a suda, like Shlema HaMelech Be'is Malchusai, like King Solomon would give during this time of his malchus, which is enough for hundreds and hundreds of people. This is what he gave them. This was not stoker, this was chesed. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, I believe it was with Mar Ukva, where he used to send a large sum of money to an oni, to a poor man, Erev Yom Kippur every year. And evidently that money could last maybe the whole year. And he did it b'seisha, secretly. One time, Erev Yom Kippur, he gives the money to his son and tells him, go over there and put it by his postbox or whatever. The son comes back and says, I left it there, but he doesn't need stock anymore. She says, how do you know? He says, because I saw he was eating his meal, it was before Yom Kippur, and he had there the best foods and the most expensive wines. Real, real expensive, imported wines. So Marukpa says, Bafunakulihai, he is such a sophisticated gentleman, he uses those wines. I didn't know that he was used to such a level of living. He says, here, take him more money, so he'll be able to maintain that level. That's what the Gemara brings. Gemara says, De Machseiroi. If a wealthy man, heaven forbid, he falls, the mitzvah is to lift him even to the level that he lived before. He says, even if he had an Eved Rotz Lefonov, he would used to go down the streets with in a carriage, and he had servants running before the carriage. Now, this already we're getting into, this is Stoker with Chesed. Yes. The Gemara brings, I'd like to quickly just quote now two Gemaras. The Gemara then brings in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yeshe ben Kishma. Well, then, Rabbi Yechanan didei Omar. Gedela legima. How great is legima? Legima means when you give someone bread. Why? And he lists off a number of things that legima does when you give someone bread. I'll mention some of them. Merachekes es hakreivim. If you do not give someone who's very close to you bread when he needs it, it can cause an enormous breach between you and him. Umekareves es harachekim. If you give it to someone who is far away from you, it can bring you close. Mishigose elezon. And the lack of giving bread when you should, it can even make your shigagose, your errors, into intentional sins. Alright, what does this mean? We see how it can make distance someone who's close to you. Amen and Moab were very close to Israel. They were relations. Like we said, they were from the house of Lot. And because they did not give bread to Klal Yisrael when they should have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ador Asiri, forever they cannot come and marry into the central community of their relations. What's the case of Mekareves es Harachekim? That it can bring close people who are far away, Yisrael, from Yisrael. Because Yisrael was Megayer. He converted. What happened to his children? It states that his children eventually became Shoftim, Dayonim, in the Sanhedrin Hagdola, in the great court, which was in the Lishka Sagozis, which was on the complex of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, how does that come about? Yisrael, who was so far, it says Yisrael was boki, he was expert b'chol eim de'avedis ora, and all of the idolatries of the world. So he couldn't have been further away from Klal Yisrael. And his descendants end up in the Sanhedrin Agdola, in the great court. So what is the act which brought Yisrael close to Klal Yisrael? The act came when Moshe came into his house. Because Moshe came into his house, they made a shidduch. Moshe married Zipporah. And then Moshe went back to Egypt. And then when Moshe was in the desert, so Yisro brought Zipporah and his two children back to him. And then Moshe convinced him that he should stay with us and be Megayer. This was it. How did Moshe get to Yisro's house? Because he told Zipporah, Yisro told Zipporah, Lama Zaftim, why did you leave him? Kiren lei v'yechalochem. Go call him and we'll give him to eat. We'll give him bread to eat. So we see that the act that Yisrael did of calling Moshe into his house to give him bread into to eat was Mekarev es harachekim. Here's Yisrael, the great idolater, and from Midian, which was a hated nation. And because of the act that he called him in and will give him bread to eat, Yisrael, his sons end up on the Sanhedrin Agdola. So the lack of giving bread by Amen and Moab, these were the craving, it distanced them forever. Merachekes es hakreivim. And the act of bringing them close, someone that was far away, through bread, this was the act, which is Mekareves es harachekim. Then he brings one more case. He says, what does it mean that shigigosei nasis deinis, that a person's errors can be even bemazed? This is this unfortunately was a tragedy. Domar v'Yehuda Amar Rav il mole hilvo yenison ledovit shtei kikreis lechem leinehergo neiv ir kahanim leinitra deigo adomi leineher ag shol ushlei shabonim. Bonav. When Shaul wanted to kill David, so Yonison told David, you must go immediately because my father wants to kill you. So he says, go and run. So David ran. Yonason forgot something. He should have said, wait a minute. And he should have brought him provisions. He should have brought him bread to take along. Because he was running away with anything, with nothing. What happened? David ran and ran until he became famished from not eating. And he went into the city of Nob, Irakahanim. And there he asked Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol of the city. There he asked him, I need provisions. I'm on a mission. Didn't want to tell him. He said, I'm on a mission from the king. And I had to leave without provisions. You must give me something to eat. He gave him what to eat. And he went on his way. And then Shaul later, Doeg Adomi was there. And later on, Doeg told Shaul that this is where David was. And Shaul went there and became infuriated. How could you give David, who's my enemy, how could you give him this food? The whole story. And Shaul ended up ordering the assassination of the whole city. And it was through Doeg. So because of this, this caused the downfall of Doeg, and this caused the downfall of Shaul. And this is all because Yonasan didn't give provisions to David. Now, Yonasan didn't mean this. He was David's best friend. But we see that Shigose is Nasis Dainis, that when it comes to giving provisions to someone, and in a case where you should and you didn't, so even your errors become considered as intentional. We'll conclude with this. The Gemara brings, it's a Medrash that brings, Vatikra Shmai Moshe. This is a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah Pereches. Vatikra Shmai Moshe. He was called Moshe. Moshe was called Moshe. Now, why was he called Moshe? Because Minamai Mishisehu. She gave him that name, the daughter of Pare, because she said, Moshe comes from the word, from the words, I drew him out of the water. See the great Maila of Gemilas Chesed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiva Shema Yishaya LeMoshe. Moshe had names before. This wasn't the first time he had a name. He was already 3 months old. It states that Hayelet Ki Tov. They saw the Yelet that he was Tov. So the Medrash brings that he had many names. One name was Tov, another name was Tuvia. He had many, many names, Moshe. 7 names Moshe had. V'kulam le'niskai mechutz mishem Moshe. And none of them lasted, had a lasting effect, except Moshe. Shneimar v'tikra shmei Moshe ki minamai mishisihu. She called him Moshe because he was drawn from the water. And the Gemara brings, and the Medrash brings, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu kare Moshe. Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to Moshe, he would say, Moshe, Moshe. Now, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling him by a name that was given to him by Bas Paro, the daughter of Paro? What about all the names that were given to him from his father and mother? The answer is the Godel Schar Gem Lechasodim. Because she saved him. Now, Marab rings, not only do we see because she saved him, but that name actually denotes Gemilas Chesed. Because that name was named after the Chesed. Ki minamai mishisiu. What was the Chesed she did? She saved him from the water, otherwise he would have sailed out to the river. And this name lasted. And he says, when you do a Chesed, it has a lasting effect. It's not lost. A chesed is never lost. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu used chesed to build the world. And therefore it becomes an amu to the world, a pillar to the world. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed becomes an amu, a pillar to the world, and it's lasting, it's sustained. So is the chesed that a person does is always sustainable. It's always lasting. And therefore, she did a chesed, and she named him after the chesed. then that chesed had to last. So that's what the Medrash says. Shiva Shemos Haya LeMoshe V'Kulam LeNiskaimu. Moshe had seven names, but none of them lasted, except the name Chutz Mishem Moshe, because this name was named after the chesed. Atikosh Moshe Kimin Amayim Mishisihu, after the chesed she did, and chesed must last. These are some of the biurim, the explanations into this great mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed, which Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we should all be asukim bo, and we should be zeche to that what Shlomo HaMelech says, ki chesed ve'emes yechupar oven, that our avedas should be mechupar.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.